Islamophobia is on the rise, according to the nation's leading American Muslim civil rights group, CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Its new mid-year report finds 500 incidents of anti-Muslim bias so far this year, from hate crimes to discrimination. Here's CARE's National Executive Director, Nihad Awad.
Attacks on mosques, attacks on Muslim students in schools, more cases of discrimination in the workplace. Some of these attacks are also including mosques. Arson attacks on mosques, similar to that we have seen, attacks on churches and synagogues by the same bigoted individuals, but different targets.
Awad says in 2020, the organization saw a 9% increase in anti-Muslim incidents, about 6,000 of them. And in the last 3 years, they've documented 10,000 anti-Muslim incidents. He says this year, incidents spiked during the deadly Israeli-Palestinian conflict in May. This includes a rise in mosque attacks, like vandalism and an attempted stabbing. In June, a man in Queens, New York, attacked an elderly couple, repeatedly punching a woman in the face, fracturing her nose. Minnesota Representative Democrat Ilhan Omar, one of the first Muslims in Congress, says she experiences hate speech against her on a regular basis.
Just last month, my office got a call saying, Muslims are terrorists. She's a rackhead N-word. And very anti-American communist piece of shit that works for her. And I hope you get what is effing coming for you. This is one of the many threats me and my staff receive on a routine basis. So I feel this pain on a deeply personal level.
CARE and Omar are calling on the Biden administration to appoint a special envoy to monitor and combat Islamophobia in the State Department. Democrat Jen Psakowski of Illinois is among a list of Democrats supporting the move, who signed on to a letter to President Joe Biden requesting an envoy to combat Islamophobia. She says it's a global problem and the U.S. must lead the way.
From the atrocities being committed against the Uyghurs in China, the Rohingya in Burma and Canada. I stand here before you as a Jewish American who understands that kind of discrimination. There is already a special envoy to combat anti-Semitism. We urge the president to actually support someone to fill that position. But equally needed right now is that we have a special envoy to fight against Islamophobia.
Omar says the next move will be to secure funding for a special envoy to combat Islamophobia in Congress. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.